From out of the West comes Red Rider, America's famous fighting cowboy.
There's trouble brewing along Brimstone Way, so ride, little beaver. Prod that pony.
You betcha, Red Rider. Get him up, Papoose. Get him up.
Come on, Thunder. Hit that trail.
The Adventures of Red Rider. Fenton and his gang of gun-toters safely behind the bars of Roaring River's jail, Red Rider and Little Beaver are again on the trail for adventure, riding the hills paralleling the highway which winds into Brimstone. As they jog along under a friendly western sun, a stagecoach approaches and rattles by, stirring up eddying trumpets of alkali dust.
Oh, Thunder. Oh, boy. That dust starts your sneezing, Little Beaver.
Dust? You betcha, Red Rider. Him. Red Rider, look him down the road. Men ride him down and stop stagecoach.
Where? Yeah, I see him. Five of them. Why, those bushwhacking outlaws.
See him? They shoot him, driver.
Shot him from behind, too. Well, Little Beaver, shake up that pinto. We're riding.
Up, Papoose. Get a move on.
Get after those polecats, fella. Hit for the road. Come on, Thunder. Drop behind, Little Beaver. I'm going to toss some lead after those gents.
That's pretty far now, Red Rider.
Steady, Thunder. We got to make those shots count.
You win the one, Red Rider.
Only one, and just in the arm. Come on, Little Beaver. With that coach driver unconscious, the team's starting to run away.
Me calm him. Pound him hooves, Papoose. Get.
Just a little more, Thunder. We've got to save that driver. Come on, Thunder.
Gunman, get him away, Red Rider.
Never mind the gunman. That coach is heading for the cliff past the next turn.
We ride him up close. Maybe you can pull driver from seat.
Right. That's just what I'm aiming to do. Come on, Thunder. Stay behind, Little Beaver. I've got to get alongside and see if I can swing that driver down before it's too late. All right, easy now, Thunder. Easy. Steady, boy. All right, we're alongside. Now, there. There we are. We've got you now, old-timer. All right, hold, Thunder. Hold up, Little Beaver.
Lucky thing you catch him, driver, but look, who's going over a cliff?
Tarnation. Losing that coach and team that way.
One man only got two hands, Red Rider. And you save him, driver, okay? Me help put him down on ground?
Good idea. Yeah. Now just hold his leg steady a minute. That's it. Now, I'll get down and help you.
Red Rider, see him? Driver, start open eyes.
Now, it's all right, old fella. You're with friends.
What happened to... Who are you? Where'd you come from?
Oh, now, take it slow and easy. Some Jaspers shot you from behind, and the coach went over that cliff.
Over the cliff? Well, I guess that's the finish all right for Miss Sheila and her stagecoach line.
Miss Sheila?
Yeah, Sheila Randall. Dave Randall was her pappy. But these gunmen got him about a month back.
You mean there have been systematic attacks on these coaches right along?
Yep, for about 2 months now. With the coach I was driving gone, there's only one left. Oh, poor kid. Miss Sheila tried her best to fight it out.
Fight it out with who, driver?
Well, I wish I knew. Whoever it is after her franchise.
Say, do you think this Miss Sheila might welcome a little help?
Well, women are funny critters, but if you'd like to try...
That shoulder of yours good enough to ride double on this pony till we get to town?
Mister, I don't hanker to walk it, shoulder or no shoulder.
Well, come on, then.
All right, now, hang on.
Up you go.
We ride him for a brimstone, Red Rider?
You betcha, little beaver. We ride him, and we're not wasting any time. Knock on that pony, son.
Shake him up, Papoose. Get it.
Head for brimstone, fella. Hit their trail. Come on, Thunder.
What's the difference, Juno? The coach and team smashed over the cliff.
I gotta pin your ears back, Wolf. As long as that Randall gal's got a driver, she can still keep her franchise. Who was the Jasper that run you off?
A big, rangy, red-haired puncher. An Injun kid was... Look, that's them now, bringing her driver back into town.
Yeah. Looks like old Ben can't drive much with that shoulder out of whack. Maybe I better go on over and see that the rest of her help quits her. You stay here, Wolf. And don't show your face till after dark.
Lucky Ben didn't go over with the stage.
Yeah, what I want to know is who'll be next.
Next? There's only one coach left, ain't there?
What's happened here, you men?
Oh, hello, Juno. We lost another stage. Ben got himself saved just in time. He's in the office now with Miss Sheila, fixing up his winged shoulder.
Saved, huh? Who brought him in?
Well, that hombre in the red shirt over there tying his horse up to the hitch rack.
Well, you know, I think you men who work for Miss Randall are being too loyal. Too loyal for your good and also for hers.
What's that mean?
I don't get you, Juno.
I mean, she's just fighting to keep our stagecoach line in business. Now, after all, stagecoaching ain't a woman's business. And it's you men who are taking all the chances while she pockets the cash.
Yeah. Maybe you're right.
Maybe. You know darn well I'm right. You men are just making targets of yourselves driving for her. And before you know it, you'll all be shut up, and so will she.
Well, that makes sense.
Sure.
Shall I get him inside now, Juno, and quit?
Yeah, Rance, don't waste no time.
Well, I don't know about the rest of you boys, but I'm going in and tell Sheila Randall I'm through.
Yes,
howdy, mister. It's a nice job you did.
Huh? Who are you?
I'm the fella who just listened to you throw a monkey wrench into this girl's stagecoach line.
You're crazy. These men are all friends of mine. You think I want to see the rest of them gunned down, driving for her?
Yeah. I don't think you'd mind a bit, mister.
Why, listen, you big...
Sorry, I haven't time to listen anymore. Come on, little beaver. Let's get into that stagecoach office and see what we can do.
Me coming, Red Rider. Hoping we not too late.
Red Rider, huh? Well, maybe before I'm through, we'll see if his blood's as red as his hair.
Please listen. You know my franchise only has another 3 days. If you walk out now, I'm licked.
Sure, you're licked, but what about us, Miss Sheila? What are we supposed to do? Sit up on them seats till we're buzzard bait?
Yeah, I know you're taking chances, but I'll pay you for it. If they renew my franchise, I'll give each one of you $100 bonus.
What kind of money's that?
That's just enough for a high-class funeral. No, ma'am, I'm quitting.
You look just like the kind who would quit.
Huh? Who said that? Who are you?
I'm the fella who just said you look like a quitter.
Nobody invited you in here. Now suppose you turn around and get out.
Squawk talk 'em like firecrackers.
Never mind, little beaver. Now, miss, I didn't mean to butt in, but I was hoping I might help.
I don't need your help. Now get out.
Now, will I?
I thought I heard Miss Randall say for you to get out. Now move. Come on, vamoose. Interfering red
hair. Here, stop that fight. Do you hear?
I'm sorry, miss, but I didn't start this. But I'm sure I'm going to finish it.
Red Rider, Tim Grab waiting bench. Watch him.
So, your fists aren't enough, huh? Well, mine are. Suppose you get up and get out of here. I said get out, and that goes for all of you. Or maybe you'd all like a little convincing.
Come on, men. We got other ways of settling this.
Well, now, if you're all through interfering, you can get out. With the rest of those hoodlums.
Red Rider, him no hoodlum. Him come. come here to help you.
Little Beaver, keep out of this. Now, miss, I'm plumb sorry.
Oh, why couldn't you have left me alone? I could have talked those men into staying on till my franchise was renewed. Now, with Ben shot, I haven't got a driver or a man left.
Oh, yes, you have, miss. That is, if you're not too particular who.
If you mean you want the job, I wouldn't have you if I never sent another stage through. Now, either get out of here, or I'm going to have the sheriff drag you out. Go on!
Come on, Little Beaver. A woman who talks like that makes me realize I got a temper to match my hair.
Hey, what in tarnation's going on in here, Miss Sheila?
Oh, Ben, is your shoulder bandaged all right?
Oh, yeah, Miss Sheila, but who was you yelling at when I was walking over from the stables?
Oh, some big red-headed cowboy who had interfered.
Red-headed? Well, that must have been Ryder, the fella who saved me. What did he want?
Rance and all the other men quit, and he wanted a job.
Well, miss, if that's the case, you sure better get him back. That hombre's 10-ton of dynamite.
Well, all right, Ben, if you say so, you see if you can find him and bring him back with you.
Shut up, you fools. Don't you see what'll probably happen? She'll take Ryder on as a driver, and then where will we be 2 days from now when that franchise comes up?
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Maybe nothing. Now, you two run Ryder down. Pick a scrap with him, and this time don't trust your fists. Use shooting irons.
Well, anything you say, Juno's all right with me. Hey, there he is across the street. Ben's taking him back into the stagecoach office.
Did I tell you? Now, get out of here and wait for him. When he sets foot out of that door, you know what to do. I want to have the pleasure of being the chief mourner at Ryder's funeral tomorrow.
That's about all there is to it, Mr. Ryder. The man from the state made it very clear. The next stage that doesn't get through and deliver its express on schedule... Well, I'm out of business.
When's the next one due to leave, Miss Sheila?
This afternoon at 3:00.
You get me about 6 rifles and shotguns, and I promise you that stage will get through and back.
Me promising too, Miss Sheila.
That's fine, Little Beaver. Now, come on, if we're going to work this afternoon, we've got to get some dinner. I'm sorry, old-timer, but I didn't see you there.
Yeah, well, why don't you look where you're going, you froggy?
Oh, watch him! Another man behind door! Go for gun!
Trying to jockey me into a frame-up, huh?
Well... you long-haired coyote, I'll show you.
Get him, boy!
Knock him quick, Red Ryder! Me hungry and want a dinner!
You betcha, Little Beaver. How's this?
Oh!
Yeah. And the next time you two tin horns want to start anything, don't wait to speak first, because my hand will be full and smoking.
We return to the adventures of Red Ryder in just a moment. With Juno Nixon determined to get Sheila Randall's stagecoach franchise and Red Ryder having blocked him thus far, Juno has his gun hands in his office planning to liquidate the franchise and Red Ryder all at one time.
Now, Ryder leaves here at 3 o'clock with that stage. Just make sure you have enough men in Graveyard Canyon and we'll celebrate tonight.
Don't you worry. Just leave Ryder to me. I got plenty to get square about with that hombre.
His skin will be so full of holes, Juno, you can use him for lace curtains. Come on, boys. Let's check the artillery and then ride.
Boys, get, shake him up.
You all right up in box, Red Ryder?
So far, Little Beaver. But you keep your head in before we're spotted. That's Graveyard Canyon about a mile ahead. All right, come on, you horses. Hi there. Get in.
Right. See any sign of that stagecoach yet?
Yeah. She's rolling into the canyon now. All right, pull those handkerchiefs up and get them 6 guns ready.
Okay, I'm set.
Now, when I give the word, ride out with your guns barking. Now, go get them!
Hey, that stagecoach is alive with guns. Must be full of deputies.
Ow, double-crosser! Turn them horses, man, and let's get out of here.
Easy, Biscuit. Oh, boys.
Red Ryder,
They sure are, thanks to you.
Me put them string through rifle triggers. All go off at once. Go boom, boom, bang, bang. Gunman thinking we got coach full of deputies, huh, Red Rider?
Either that or the Marines had landed. Well, little Beaver, you can get out from inside now and ride up here with me on the box.
You betcha, Red Rider. Me, he blunts him in here alone with only plenty rifle guns.
All right, grab my hand. There we are. Now sit back, and with a fair break, this stage will be one that gets through from the Sheila on schedule.
Hi there, Hoop.
Start moving your legs, you horses. This stagecoach is going to arrive on time.
Mr. Ryder, I still don't know how to thank you.
Better save your thanks until the job's done and the franchise is renewed, Miss Sheila.
Well, you only got one more run to make, Red, to complete the old franchise. If you do it as successful as you did this afternoon, well, we're not worried.
Well, thanks, Ben. I only hope you're right. So let's save the celebrating until tomorrow night.
Why don't we no celebrate him now, Red Rider? Little Beaver, him plenty hungry.
A poor little fellow, we've been forgetting. He's only a child. So, Ben, if you'll go around and make sure that the stable's all locked up, we'll all ride up to my house and I'll fix you all a good home-cooked dinner.
Oh, yes, Monsieur.
Home-cook them. Him sound plenty good.
Well, if you can button up your hungry mouth long enough to get to Miss Sheila's, we'll see that you get enough chow to keep you quiet for the rest of the evening. All right, come on. I'm about ready for a 10-course dinner and an evening of relax.
Ryder, the kid, the gal, and old Ben.
Yeah, guess they're heading up the street. Probably for the Randall place. Any lights showing back in the stable?
No. By the time it's good and dark, it'll be black as the inside of Lucifer's shroud.
Sure. But it won't be black long. That hay and stagecoach in there will make the prettiest bonfire the town of Brimstone ever saw. And if I ever saw Jasper, I wanted to choke with my bare hands. It's that smart aleck Ryder.
They just turned the corner, Juno.
All right. Get Rance and the other boys and let's get started. By the time we're through, there'll be nothing left of that girl's outfit but embers and ashes.
How about some more spinach, little Beaver?
Sure, please. Spinach heap good. Me like them.
You sit still, Miss Sheila. I'll go to the kitchen and get it for him. Can I get you others anything?
Oh, not me, Red. I'm full up till Wednesday right now.
Miss Sheila, Ben, come here on the double.
What's the matter?
Something happened, Red Rider?
Look, out that window, see?
What? It's a fire.
Yes, ma'am, and if you ask me, it's coming from your stables.
Blast my buttons, it sure is. Them stables are starting to burn like they's made of kindling.
Now, Ben, you stay here and mind your shoulder. Come on, little baby, we got to ride.
Yeah.
Thunder, get over here, boy. Hurry. That's it, fella. Now, rake that pony, little beaver. Hit for time.
Make him fly, him, Papoose. Get him up. Hit.
Wide open now, boy. Come on, thunder.
What a blaze, Juno. That place can't last 10 minutes.
That's great. Now let's get out of here.
Boss, look up the street. It's Red Rider and that engine kid.
Why, that... No, I'll get him later. Fork those horses. Let's get out of here. Come on, man. Scatter and scatter. Shoot. All right, let him have it.
Rain up, little beaver.
We don't chase him, Red Rider.
What for? What we've got to do is try and save the stage and horses. Now get over to that pump, little beaver, and start getting me barrels of water. If we can get the hay wet enough, there may still be time.
Want some more water, Red Rider?
Well, thanks, little beaver. This about does it. The stable's ashes, but we got the stage and stock all out all right. Hey, watch those embers underfoot, Miss Sheila.
Mr. Ryder, if you hadn't gone into that kitchen when you did...
I hate contradicting a lady, but I never should have left here. I shouldn't have been at your place at all. Just one look at that Juno Nixon and his two...
Then you really think it's Juno?
I reckon I do, although I'd like to find some way of proving it.
But if it is Nixon, now that we've saved the horses and stagecoach, he'll just try all the harder tomorrow. And that's the one day we can't fail.
Him last day on old franchise, huh?
Oh, too bad such a thing as a franchise was ever invented. Say, tell me, Miss Sheila... Anything in it that says you have to deliver the express by stagecoach?
No, it just says deliver. But obviously, since it is a stagecoach franchise, it must mean by stagecoach.
Well, trying to run that express shipment tomorrow may mean whoever drives it will be killed.
Well, it might, but don't tell me at this stage of the game that you're afraid, Mr. Ryder.
I can't say that I'm afraid, but I can't say either that I hanker after being shot in the back.
Well, if that's the case...
Now, hold on.
All you have to do is answer a straightforward yes or no. Will you or will you not drive that run for me tomorrow?
Sure we drive them.
Now, keep quiet, Little Beaver. Well, since that's the way you ask it, Miss Randall, there's nothing for me to do but answer with a no. No thanks, but...
Never mind the excuses. If you're afraid to drive that stage tomorrow, well, I'm not.
But, Miss Sheila, if you'd only...
Good night, Mr. Ryder. Now, perhaps Juno Nixon will pay you off, too. He'll have plenty of money to do it with if he gets that franchise. If...
Okay, Little Beaver, let's wander. Sometimes you've got to do things for people in spite of themselves.
Juno, it is true. Clem Hopkins was passing by and heard him arguing. She practically threw him off the police.
Well, if it is true that Ryder quit 6 months from now, that stagecoach franchise and the rates we'll charge will be on in every store and most of the ranches around Brimstone.
Well, that's for me. I'm tired of working. I want a little easy money.
Don't get spending it till we get it. Well, you two have handled everything else. Wouldn't surprise me none if even with a gal driving that coach tomorrow, I'd got the Prescott and back.
Look, Juno, with Ryder out of the way, we won't slip her.
I'll say you won't. Because tomorrow when we raid that stage and take the express boot, I'm going right with you.
Red Ryder.
Yes, Little Beaver?
Oh, look, down gorge. Juno and his gang ride him up toward rocks.
Just what I expected. They'll be a half mile further away than we are.
But why we go and hold up Miss Sheila on stage when she come along?
Because she's a stubborn, hard-arguing young lady. And when it comes to arguing, well, I'd rather get things done and argue later. Say, look, that cloud of dust. Isn't that the stagecoach?
Yeah, dust. Him stagecoach, all right. Miss Sheila drive him with old Ben ride him shotgun.
Old Ben, huh? Well, that won't hurt us none. All right, get set, Big Chief. We're knocking on our ponies.
Knock him good, Papoose.
Run down that stagecoach, Thunder. Don't let him get away.
Come on, Thunder.
Stay back, Little Beaver. I'm going to shoot over their heads.
Hold it. I said hold it.
Ben, what's the matter with you? Why don't you pull that trigger?
Even trying, that would be a mistake. Now, Ben, toss down that express boot.
Don't you dare.
Well, he's got me covered, miss. Here you are, Ryder.
All right, pick it up, Little Beaver, and get started.
Me do him. Me start him fast. Get him up, Papoose. Get!
You haven't heard the last of this, Mr. Ryder.
No, I believe I haven't. And if you'll just look up ahead, you'll see why. Here comes Juno Nixon and his men hooting for trouble. So if you'll pardon me now, I'll be riding. Get going, fella.
Come on, Thunder.
Now, look, Little Beaver. Keep hold of that express sack and make tracks for Prescott. Don't you stop till you've delivered to the express company and gotten a receipt in Miss Randall's name.
Me do them, but what you do now?
Well, I'm going to empty my gun of these blanks and get ready to wrestle with Juno Nixon and his bunch of cutthroats. Start that horse, Little Beaver.
Get him up, Papoose. Hit that trail. Hit!
Now to get real lead in these chambers...
He went through here, Juno. I saw him myself.
Ryder can't get away. We'll find him.
You'll find him easier than you think, Juno.
What?
Oh, come on, all of you. Reach. Don't go for your gun, Wolf. And next time, I'll aim for your yellow heart. Now get down. You first, Juno.
Why, sure. Sure, Ryder. Just like this.
You fool. When I say down, I mean down like this. Now, who else wants to debate this thing? You, Rance?
No, not me, Ryder.
Well, I do. Suppose you get him up, Ryder.
Don't mind, so long as you keep those other jaspers covered.
All right. Now, where's my express?
Oh, that. Well, Little Beaver's delivering it to Prescott and getting you a receipt. He should be back in time for another of your home-cooked dinners. A dinner celebrating renewing your franchise.
Renewing my franchise? I don't understand.
Remember, I asked if it said how the express had to be delivered?
Yeah, but then you held me up.
Only to beat Juno to it. You were going to rob the stage, weren't you, Rance?
Oh, no, of course not.
Weren't you, Rance? Now talk.
Okay, I'll tell you all about it.
Don't tell me. Just save it for the sheriff.
You sure you won't stay in Brimstone, Red?
I can't stay right now. I've got to see that Little Beaver starts going to school.
Me hate him school. School for little girls.
You go to school, Little Beaver. Then when I see your report card, I'm going to make another pumpkin pie. Red, you know how much I appreciate all you've done.
Yes, sir. And I'll be back for some of that pie, too. All right, let's head for home, Little Beaver. Let's go.
Get him up, Platypus. Get him home. Get.
Hit the Painted Valley Trail, big fella. Hit for home.
Come on, Thunder.
Miss the next exciting episode of Red Rider.